Nine Perfect Strangers, written by Leanne Moriarty and read by Caroline Lee. Their eyes were closed, heads tipped back, and they were smiling ecstatically as water bubbled around them. Another photo showed a woman enjoying a hot stone massage on a deck chair next to an aquamarine swimming pool. Frances had imagined those hot stones placed with delightful symmetry down her own spine, their magical heat melting away her pain. As she dreamed of hot springs and gentle yoga, a message flashed urgently on her screen. Only one place remaining for the exclusive 10-day mind and body total transformation retreat. It had made her feel stupidly competitive, and she clicked book now, even though she didn't really believe there was only one place remaining. Still, she keyed in her credit card details pretty damned fast, just in case. It seemed that in a mere 10 days, she would be transformed in ways she never thought possible. There would be fasting, meditation, yoga, creative emotional release exercises. There would be no alcohol, sugar, caffeine, gluten, or dairy. But as she'd just had the degustation menu at the Four Seasons, she was stuffed full of alcohol, sugar, caffeine, gluten, and dairy, and the thought of giving them up didn't seem that big a deal. Meals would be personalized to her unique needs. Before her booking was accepted, she had to answer a very long, rather invasive online questionnaire about her relationship status, diet, medical history, alcohol consumption in the previous week, and so on. She cheerfully lied her way through it. It was really none of their business. She even had to upload a photo taken in the last 2 weeks. She sent one of herself from her lunch with Ellen at the Four Seasons, holding up a Bellini. There were boxes to tick for what she hoped to achieve during her 10 days, everything from intensive couples counselling to significant weight loss. Frances ticked only the nice-sounding boxes, like spiritual nourishment. Like so many things in life, it had seemed like an excellent idea at the time.